Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Woo! Duncan, the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. A very good morning to everyone out there. We'll hear from Prime. I got a question about Deion Sanders, too. We'll hear from him in Breakfast Bites. I have a very big question about something that if you were asked to do this, if you were covering Colorado football, but we hear from Coach Prime in Breakfast Bites. And at 7:30 today, just past 7:30 today, Crowley has a gigantic problem with something that happened inside of one of Pittsburgh's venues this past weekend. A huge problem. Is it enormous? Can I say it's enormous?
Might even be gargantuan.
Gargantuan on Saturday night, right?
You got it.
Saturday night, he's got a gargantuan problem with something that Pittsburgh fans did. And we'll tell you what that is coming up at 7:30 today. Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. Okay, so Kansas State lost to FAU at Madison Square Garden the other night. We're all watching this game, right? This is Friday night. Yes, Friday night. And my man, the little guy, as Calipari called him, took every big shot in the last 15 games that Kansas State played. Then at the very end of the game, he decided he wanted to play, have a box-to-box passing drill at midcourt with their big guy and didn't want to shoot. Did that stun you guys?
Oh, I was stunned. As soon as I saw that, I was thinking about tweeting it, and I saw you tweet it. I was like, that's exactly what I was about to tweet. Like, I was absolutely stunned that he didn't take that shot.
So FAU wins. FAU wins at the Garden. Then they go, and it is an incredible scene, right? Like, they're the team that's going to advance. They're going to move on. When was it? Saturday night, right? So they go on. They're going to be in the Final Four. FAU advances. They go and they cut down the nets. They do all that kind of stuff. It's 40 minutes or so. And Jerome Tang, the Kansas State basketball coach, makes his way he stops outside and asks the Florida Atlantic coach, Drake May. He says, what's the guy's name? I messed that up. Dusty May. He says, can I talk to your team for a minute? And he went into, he's the losing coach, the Kansas State coach. He went into the locker room for Florida Atlantic and said this.
Toughness, your togetherness, your ability to make plays for each other, right? Like the way you communicate with each other. Nobody can beat y'all, right? Nobody can. So just stay together. Don't get distracted between now and then. All right, stay locked in. Keep doing what you're doing. Y'all the toughest son of a guns we played all year long. Just proud of you. I'm be rooting
Appreciate
for you.
All right. Okay, so that's a losing coach going into the winning team's locker room. I thought it was the spirit of competition. You're in a. I thought it was a wonderful moment that you see in sports. It's not a traditional game. It's not a game in November or December. It's a tournament situation. You know your team is done. You know that team's moving on. They just got through you. We lost. You just cut down. You were out there celebrating, doing all that stuff. I didn't get a chance to talk to you the way I wanted to. I didn't want to take your moment right then. I waited till you got back in your locker room. Go get them. You got the best of us. Man, I saw it and I thought, that's a nice man. I don't know. How did you guys see it?
That's exactly how I saw it. I thought it was a fantastic moment. I thought it was very genuine. I knew that it wasn't about cameras being on and him pushing his brand or whatever he was. People were saying he was trying to do. I mean, the game was so back and forth. And, I mean, every ounce of effort for both teams were exhausted on that court. And he was just showing respect. Like, look, you guys have fought your way to get to this point, and then you beat us, and we're a good basketball team. And now you're headed to the Final Four. Congratulations. We have so much respect for you. I loved that moment.
Right, because, and again, it's not a one game. It's a tournament situation. We all fought so hard to be in this moment. If we can't be there, we're done. My kids, we're going home. You go get them for us. You got through this bracket. Well, I tweeted that out and said, man, what a great moment. First response, King Cynic Paul Zeiss, who, again, we're brilliant friends. I've been friends with Paul 25 years. 25 years I've been friends with Paul. I'm only 46. Do the math. I've known him that long. Love him. He writes this. This is the epitome of a coach using the viral video age to make it all about him. This was a recruiting speech, and there was nothing classy about it. I remember Coach K did the same thing when Mercer beat Duke and was rightfully ripped to shreds for it. That's what Paul said.
Hmm.
As if Coach K needed to be in front of a camera to recruit for Duke.
Right.
Anyway, I thought, all right, that's going to be the end of it. Paul says his piece. That's it. I bet 30% of the people agreed with Paul and 70% agreed with me. 30% of the people probably thought, this is a guy jumping in front of a camera. And it floored me. It floored me to the point where I just tried to break it down to base level. And I couldn't come up with anything more, Dorn. I couldn't come up with anything more than, I can't believe people just can't do something nice in the world anymore. Because I honestly think that's what it is. I don't think Jerome Tang had any ulterior motive here and said, hey, watch this. You know, I just recruited 12 guys here, and they're all, if I go do this, everybody's going to say, man, that Kansas State guy's a nice guy. I think maybe he just wanted to go tell. He wanted to let a team that's pretty much shocked the country, he wanted to let them go know that he respected them, their efforts, and was being a good sportsman.
You know what, Crowley? You know how hard it is for that moment for Tang, the head coach, and for his team? I'm willing to bet the last thing that you want to do is get in front of a camera and give respect and show and tell the people that are watching how good the other team is and that you're basically a loser. That's, to me, the last thing that you want to do. That's why I'm like, this is ridiculous to think that he wanted to get in front of a camera to use it as a recruiting tool or anything else.
I think it's like 90-10. I think 90% was he was being a good dude.
You think there's 10% of him that was just, it was false. It was all.
Let me give you more, Adam, before you continue. John Feinstein tweets this, and I like John a lot. He's the greatest college basketball writer, the greatest person that's ever written about college basketball, John Feinstein, not close. He tweets, one of the great, and this was a passive-aggressive tweet about Tang. One of the great acts of sportsmanship ever was Lefty Dreisel getting on NC State's bus after the classic 74 ACC championship game and telling players, I'm proud of y'all. Now you better go win the national championship. No TV cameras in sight. Well, John, it was 1974. Not everybody had a camera in their pocket.
Right.
You know, we are damned if we do, damned if we don't now because of the age of communication and ease with dissemination.
You're exactly right, which is why I'll say he went in there for sportsmanship. He went in there because he wanted to tip his cap to the competition. But when that camera starts rolling, I'm sure he's not thinking, put that bad boy down. He's probably thinking, oh, I'm going to look pretty good here too. Because I don't believe, and here's where my cynicism comes in, I don't believe there's such a thing as a good deed that's not self-serving on some level. Like if you donate, if you're going to give cash to a charity organization, well, tax write-off. You're also going to feel good about yourself. So I don't think this guy went in there, Jerome Tang, and said, I'm doing this for recruiting. I think he was probably not unhappy that got filmed, though. That's where I come down on.
But it was filmed by Florida Atlantic's people.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like Jerome Tang looked at Kansas State's camera crew and social media people and said, hey, come with me over here.
Right.
The people were already in the locker room and were Florida Atlantic's people.
I think it's so ridiculous.
I was stunned. I was stunned by the response. And not Paul, because he's Paul.
Yeah.
And I know how Paul is. And it's Paul. And that's how Paul looks at the world. And I get it. And we can remain and will be brilliant friends our whole life and have different opinions on things. It wasn't Paul. It was so many other people looked at that and said, that guy's all out for himself. Go stay in your own locker room. And what he got was his Kansas State logo out there. Oh, I'm a nice guy. And now he's going to try to enter the portal. And people are going to say, look, that coach, he's such a good guy. Go play for him. I find it impossible. Maybe I'm naive. I find it impossible he thought about those things in that moment.
Same here.
Impossible.
What else was he supposed to do? If you want to give credit, how else was he supposed to do it? I thought that was perfect, perfect timing. He gave the other team some time to relish in their victory, and he talked to his team, and then he went over. He's like, you know what? I'm going to give them credit. I'm going to give them the respect that they deserve because they went out there and beat us. I can't believe people are bringing in this other side of it. It blows my mind. Why can't there just be a good coach that is giving a respect to another team?
That's what he did. But I bet you he didn't mind the cameras being there. That's all. Hey, look, there's a camera right there to my left. Not
should
bad.
Should he have stopped and said, hey?
No.
Because it wasn't his locker room.
Correct. So it's just, I don't think until he got in there, he realized, oh, there could be a camera in here. But once it's there, it ain't a bad thing.
I think we need more of Jerome Tang in the world. I do. I think we need more of the guy.
It's a great example. It is. And he had some time to sit on it, but not much. They're out there cutting down the nets. I mean, he's got to sit there and think about one of the worst losses I'm sure he's ever taken. One of the deepest hurts he's probably ever felt in sport, and he goes in there and does that for those guys.
Well, because that's a big argument. One of the big arguments that people make, because I wanted to get a different, another deeper level on this. Not, oh, Jerome Tang is all, okay, you tell me how. Tell me how he's all out for himself. And one of the big counter arguments was, he had that time on the floor to congratulate them. He's stealing their moment. Actually, it's the absolute other way. If they went and shook hands and then cut the nets down on the Warner ladders, the official ladder of the NCAA tournament, if he would have stayed out there and done that and gave, he would have stolen their moment then on MSG's floor. He waited till their festivities were over. He waited till they were all done. He waited till all that and talked to his own team. And if you watch, he gave them all hugs. They were all crying. He said, hold your head up. You guys accomplished a lot. Then he went over to the other locker room and did that. He didn't steal anybody's moment. He waited till theirs. They had theirs. And then he went and delivered a heartfelt message. Like, we need more people on the other team that says, hey, this is a game, and it's a real high tense game, and it means a lot. But we appreciate the sportsman, and we appreciate the spirit of competition.
See, and you said it right there. For me, it's like, you know, talk about stealing the moment of the other team. It's stealing the moment of your team, too, that it has just suffered a tough loss. So if he would have did it on the court, he wouldn't have been able to address his team first. He would address them first. Now, that would have been a bad look, in my opinion. It's like you're already going over to the other team and congratulating them and telling them how good they were for beating us, and you haven't even talked to us and consoled us and embraced us because of this tough loss. He had the timing perfect where he went off the court, he talked to his team, addressed his team, let the other team have their moment, and then go in there and wrap around and talk to them and tell them how...
That's why people don't hold doors for people anymore. Right. What do you think? I'm not strong enough to get the door myself?
Well, think about all the bad dudes coaching college basketball. We got to rip the guy who goes and congratulates a team for beating them.
Yeah, honestly.
Right? I mean, all these seedy guys, these slimy guys. I will say, though, 13 minutes we've talked about Jerome Tang in Pittsburgh, and we should. So it's not like he's not getting something good out of
here
it, too.
Here we go. Here we go. See, you're Zeiss Light.
90-10, that's all.
I mean, it's everywhere, though. I mean, what is he mad that they're on national television too because there's cameras on, they're playing basketball?
He should be mad that his point guard passed the ball at the end. That guy, if you would have given me a bet and said, here are the 50 possible outcomes, I would not have even thought that the kid was going to cross midcourt, pick up his dribble, and look to pass. I thought he would have tried to shoot the ball from 65 feet before he ever would have passed it off to someone else. He took every big shot for the past 3 months for that team.
5 minutes earlier, he hit a shot from basically half court and banged it. I'm like, in my mind, I'm watching it. I'm like, all right, it's ticking down. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. He's going to pull up right here, and he passes it.
Dorn, and he was in his hometown.
In his hometown.
This was like watching Pitt in the Big East tournament back in the day. Oh, Kansas State is like playing in front of all their own people. It was great. It was great theater, though. Breakfast Bites coming up next. What if Deion Sanders asked you to do something? Would you do it? Wait till you hear this in Breakfast Bites. And Crowley is mad. He's upset. He's beside himself about what Pittsburgh fans did the other night. We'll get into that. You can text us anytime you like. Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. And I remind you right now, Window Nation, everyone loves a smart investment, and there's no better place to put your money right now than into your home. If your home's 20 years old or older, Window Nation has the perfect offer for you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.